From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk says the offensive is receiving American air support.
Today you may have seen the initial phase of operations to liberate Raqqa have begun. This will happen in phases. It'll happen in very close consultations with our partners on the ground, the Syrian Democratic Forces, and also with our allies in the region, particularly Turkey.
McGurk also said that the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dumford, met in Ankara Sunday with his Turkish counterparts for talks on the new offensive. Those talks appear aimed at easing Turkish concerns about Kurdish participation in the operation. Turkey sees the Syrian Kurdish Fighting Force as a terrorist organization. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in battle. The spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday that it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of 9 of its lawmakers, including the party's 2 co-leaders. Turkey drew international condemnation Friday following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused Europe Sunday of supporting and arming the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and said he did not care if it called him a dictator. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey has told Congress he has not changed his conclusion reached in July that Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Comey made the announcement Sunday after reviewing a new batch of emails discovered during an unrelated investigation. Jennifer Palmieri is Hillary Clinton's communication director.
We are glad to see that he has confirmed the conclusions that he really reached in July, and we're glad that this matter is resolved.
In the U.S. presidential campaign, meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are appearing in key states in a last-minute bid to grab attention of undecided voters. More than 41 million Americans have already voted in states that allow early voting. Both Clinton and Trump have been painting a dark picture of what the country would look like with the other in the White House. Clinton spoke in Pennsylvania.
This election is about much more than the two candidates. Our names may be on the ballot, but make no mistake, everything you care about, everything I care about and I've worked for, is at stake.
Trump made an appearance in Iowa and talked about the economic plight of many Americans.
The political and media elite have no idea what it's like to be living on a paycheck, paycheck to paycheck basis, not knowing whether or not the owners and leaders of their company are negotiating to move their plant or factory to Mexico or some other country and fire them, sometimes with virtually no notice, happening all over the country. Not going to happen with us folks.
National surveys continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not believed to be insurmountable. Voters in 35 states will decide policy issues Tuesday that include legalizing recreational use of marijuana and restricting the access to guns and ammunition. 160 ballot initiatives will be decided by voters throughout the various states. According to exit polls, the first round winner of Bulgaria's presidential election will be a former Air Force commander who is calling for the European Union to lift its sanctions on Russia. Rumen Radev will now face a second round of voting on November 13th. If the results are certified, Radev will run against the candidate of the ruling center-right party, Parliament Speaker Setska Sacheva. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.